您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
You're listening to Roundtable, and now we're going to talk about this, oh, this topic that I'm just dying to discuss with you guys. Have you watched the hottest internet series, Go Princess Go? There's one caveat to keep in mind. Once you started watching it, you don't stop. Why is this low-budget production, which some viewers call ridiculous, so addictive at the same time? 最近大热的网剧《太子妃升职记》你看了吗？江湖传闻曰此剧有毒，然而咱们小编说，就是这么一部笑成本制作的雷人剧，却硬生生把《芈月传》也比了下去呢。为什么《太子妃》会这么火呢？Okay, how popular is this? And tell us a little bit more about what 太子妃升职记 is about.
Okay, well, the premise for it is actually very original. It's about a modern-day playboy who travels back in time to the Gu Dai, like ancient times, and he's embodied in a female princess.And originally he tries to go back to the present day time and fails, and then he starts to continue his life as now a woman and part of a royal family. The thing about this that makes it really interesting is the fact that the budget is tiny. So 900,000 yuan was spent on it, which was considerably less than The Legend of Mi Yue.But it's got amazing viewer ratings, and people seem to love this show in China. I've watched a couple of episodes, thought it was okay. I know that Law Yu is a huge fan. He's got posters of it in his bedroom. Tell us a bit more about why it's so popular, Law Yu.
Well, first, I think a little bit correction, because just now you've mentioned 900,000 as the production budget. However, according to some of the industry insiders, actually the true budget could probably be much more than that. For example, 220 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just one.
I love how he corrects the budget, but not the fact that he's a huge fan of the TV show. So you are a huge fan then, Law Yu.
Yeah, definitely. I'm a huge fan. I watched a lot of episodes in the previous days, and I think it's understandable.
So tell us why
it's
so popular.
Yeah, thanks for asking my question, Sam.
So why is it so popular? Why do you love it, Law Yu?
Several elements. I mean, the first thing I'm going to mention here is the bullet screen, you see. I mean, making these internet drama, very interactive. People can post their thoughts online, discussing about the storyline, about how they look. And also, if you talk about the very cheap props and setting, it's hilarious. It's very funny. If you look at the big logo of Chanel on the Imperial Physician's hat, and also, you know, all the eunuchs, and including princes, they...work on their slippers, very cheap slippers.
Oh, okay, can I please jump in right now? Ooh, it's amazing, and I love it that Luo Yu has set us in the right tone in some way, that, yes, there are so many obvious trivials that just scream cheap, but, okay, another example is, but it's cheap, but it's kind of intentional at the same time.
Yeah.
So,all of the men in this, in this internet series, they wear similar to what I would call gladiator sandals, and that doesn't make any sense, right, if this is a period piece. But they're wearing them, and they're making fun of it, and it's obvious for audience to spot it. And there's a whole bunch of other, like, really cheap but funny characteristics, let me just call it that, including that these actresses, and maybe some of the actors too, their costumes are made out of curtains. And you can tell that the director really put great effort into a cheap production to make it try not to look cheap, as I've seen Oscar De La Renta, and I've seen Dolce & Gabbana.
Doing that weird, silly voice, honey? Is your throat okay?
My throat is certainly not okay, but I don't want to sound pompous, you know, so that's why.
You didn't.
And, thank you. Because,
I'm
like...
I've been touched.
Not by you, and certainly, Dolce & Gabbana, why you know, is because from their, like, 2015 autumn, from their collection, you can tell so many elements has been borrowed. And that's just great thought put into a cheap production. And, okay, all of that being said, why are people not detesting the cheapness of it, but are having a field day and celebrating and saying, this is great? What is this seeming contradiction coming from?
Because it's an internet comedy, and it's not very serious like Mi Yue Zhuan. You have to make the production according to the historical context. Now, you know, it just make it more entertaining and funny. And that's why it has attracted millions of viewers online. And also, it's very close to life. I mean, you see a lot of people farting or urinating or bathing, and they make comparisons about the women's boobs, the size of their boobs. And this is very, very close to our daily talks. It's 接地气. That's why people like it.
I was looking at my watch, thinking, I wonder how long it's going to take Law Yu to start talking about the female anatomy today. Right on, that train is never late, Law Yu.
Yes, I was waiting for that too. And Law Yu, thank you for listing all those things that has attracted your attention.
Law Yu does make
a long list.
We'll take your word for that.
The list is endless, actually.
And see, the thing is, I agree with some of what Law Yu was saying about it being a low-budget comedy, which is growing in popularity. People do like something a bit light-hearted, especially us, the young people working. You know, when you get home from a really tired day, when I've had a huge, massive argument with He Yang and Law Yu on the round table, and they've disagreed with my opinion, and something's gone wrong, I don't want to go home and watch something really serious and tough and mentally challenging. I've exhausted my mind on you two. I want to go home and relax. And I think RP keeps laughing. And I think that's actually why this is also becoming so successful. It's not unique to China. In Britain, I love the TV series. My favourite TV series of all time, I can openly say it, Sherlock Holmes by the BBC. You guys have probably seen it, yeah? For Benedict Cumberbatch, popular show.
Yes.
But it's not something I could watch on a Monday to Friday. I'd rather watch it on the weekend. When I get home, I'm up for watching something cheap and cheerful and fun. There was a show a bit similar to this, but different, in the United Kingdom called The Misfits. It was a British comedy from a few years back about these people with superpowers, except they live on, like, terrible, shoddy council estates, and they've all broken the law and have to do community service and have the most useless superpowers of all time. And it was silly, and it was on a low budget, like this. But at the same time, it was the second runner-up for a BAFTA, which is a British television award.
Yeah, well, I doubt this one is going to win awards, but it certainly sort of opens a new page onto, like, how do you produce these internet series? Like, this is something kind of new, but suddenly I remember something that we've talked about maybe a year or two on this show that was this legendary, quote-unquote, internet series called... Okay, I am literally, like, bashful right now as I'm going to cite this. 白衣秀花与大长腿. That is another internet series called... Is it, like, the White Cloaked Beauty and Big Long Legs? So... It's very stupid. It's a similar kind of internet series, but it's, and it's dirt cheap produced as well, but it goes even further into outrageousness, and there's no way you can find any shred of rationality in that show. But in this show, although the format is similar, dirt cheap production and, operating on no budget, but this one, when I was watching it, it was really weird that it was oscillating between, this thing kind of makes sense, and the acting is not so bad, and this is totally ridiculous. So, Yeah, there is a difference, but you can see that internet series are operating in a very different way these days.
Yeah, I think the one big difference between this show and some other shows are the originality. It's a time travel series, of course, we've seen so many such series before, but, you know, this man or this concubine used to be a man in real life. So it's, you will see it's constantly displaying her male position of gender roles. If she talks, well, she talks like a man, you know, with a heart.
Yes, and she looks at the camera.
Yeah, but when she looks at the camera, he changes his voice to a man. Very wonderful monologue. Reminds me of Kevin Spacey in The House of the Cards.
Oh, Mr. Kevin Spacey is crying right now.
And sometimes it also caters to the needs of a lot of people who have the fujushi hobbies.
It's insulting to Kevin Spacey, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought so too.
Okay. You know, when she is around with those concubines, you will see she wants to literally sexually harass the maid, for example.
It's not literally,
because
all
a
right.
Man.
It's not literally.
In his or her heart. I mean, so sometimes a lot of things are very complicated, and people love enjoying watching these.
I think it's important to note how this is all still very new, not just in China, in terms of television. The idea of talking about sexuality and one's personal preferences is something that hasn't really been discussed in television that much, in television series that much, and because it's so new, it's why it's building in popularity. I remember the American series, Modern Family, mm-hmm. which I think you guys have probably seen, and, well, I know you're more of a Two Broke Girls kind of guy, but Modern Family is also good fun as well. And Cam and Mitch, the gay couple that adopt a child in the series, they were a huge talking point because it really did open to eyes as well. They're right, that is a modern family. We're living in a new age. And it was revolutionary for its time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I don't want to use a word like revolutionary for Go Princess Go, but I think the content it's discussing is definitely new for China. And that's obviously going to be a huge selling point.
Okay,
but this hasn't been done before, has it, this story?
It has existed in the world of novels.
Not really in TV. I can't think of
but
a Chinese TV show.
But this is not
show.
TV. It's this internet is internet drama. Series. Mm. So it is subject to a completely different censorship system than TV. And that's also why I think this internet series has managed to find its target audience.
Yeah.
Because it survives by a completely different set of rules, as it only exists on the internet. And there's one point that I like to revisit, as Luo Yu has touched upon very early on in the discussion, but I think it deserves more attention. That is the so-called 弹幕. And the literal translation would be bullet curtain, which is Chinglish. It is the live comments, or the comments.
The on-screen comments.
Yes.
Yeah,
that are rolled upon on the screen as anybody who's watching this video, who's got the OK button on, can see the comments. And this is one of those, internet series or just videos that you have to keep that bullet curtain, so to speak, button on, because it is like a carnival for people. It is a party for people, and it's sometimes even funnier to see what other people have to say about that particular moment viewing than the content itself. And that is such a vibrant scene online. And this is one of those new habits that so many of us have adopted. And a while ago, there was this talk about second screening. So when you're looking at one screen and you've got so much to say, you go on to, you know, social media to comment. But now, just a couple of years later, what we've found in China is those two screens has been merged into one, and that is called bullet curtain in Chinese.
Well, two screens have been merged, and both screens have used the modern language. Aside from the part you mentioned about 弹幕 or bullet curtain or screen, you know, if you look at the language of the series itself, it uses a lot of modern language. For example, uses 夜店, nightclub, or 人间不拆, life is already hard, so don't expose the truth, or 别来搞我, don't screw me over, the 心理阴影, you know, psychological shadow, and 我向毛主席保证, I made a promise to Chairman Mao. So it actually is very interactive and very up to the time that people can talk about it.
People can talk about it, and also it's interesting you brought up the language aspect of this show. Is it deliberately adopts modern day language and internet slang. So yeah. You see this very apparent contradiction of ancient looking people speaking in modern language, and people love it. People find it really a lot of fun. So I think the moral we can get out of this production is finding your target audience and fitting your product into that genre. And sometimes, you know, the seemingly discrepancies, it works perfectly. It is totally postmodern. Okay, I'm super analyzing it a little bit, I admit, but this, it is sort of a reaction towards the proper shows that don't get very high ratings, you know what I'm talking about. And now this one is just completely making fun of it, and it's got great ratings.
Right. But one insightful lesson we can draw upon from this drama or series is how we can make this show or our program, like Roundtable, be more interactive in the future. And He Yang, probably we're going to implement these Daimu in the future in our WeChat app, right?
That is going to be one of the things we're
considering.
And if you love us enough, we will do it. And Ah Bin says she's totally convinced by Luo Yu that she's going to start watching this show. We're not necessarily selling this show here, but this is a new phenomenon that we want to talk about. And there's our WeChat listener, A Nan Tang, Qiu Yue, and Jenny saying that I was puzzled from the beginning, didn't really get what the show is about, and then I am addicted. And especially the fake Chanel logo on the hat of one of those people just really got my attention. And there's a whole bunch of other listeners who love it.